The growing diaspora as Syrians stream out of a country being torn apart includes one of the country's most popular singers. Omar Suleiman combines songs of love and desire with driving techno beats on a synthesizer. It's a pumped-up electronic version of dabka, a traditional music heard at weddings. Before Syria plunged into civil war and Omar Suleiman crossed the border into Turkey, he was a wedding singer, mostly, who, as music critic Richard Gere describes it, cut a striking figure.
He's dressed very dramatically, wearing a long robe and a traditional Arabic headwear and large aviator sunglasses, and he has a very big mustache, and he looks quite imposing on stage.
Gere says Suleiman sounds imposing as well.
His musician Riza Said is playing very loud, occasionally very distorted electronic music. And the whole thing feels in a way very trance-like and almost a little angry in a way. It's like they're evoking old spirits. It doesn't sound like any Western wedding music, that's for sure.
Omar Suleiman has released hundreds of cassettes of live music, mostly taken from his wedding gigs and found at music kiosks in Syria and throughout the Middle East. In recent years, those recordings have made their way to the U.S. and into the hands of fans of electronic music, leading to appearances at festivals and collaborations with the likes of Bjork. We're listening to songs from his new album, this recorded in a Brooklyn studio. Through an interpreter, he told us what it means to be a wedding singer.
Weddings in Syria are a popular celebration, and music is an intrinsic part of that wedding.
So does this then make weddings an important venue for music in Syria?
Yes, and not only that, they are important for experimenting in different kinds of music and mixing different kinds of musical heritage.
I want to play a song from your new album, Wenu Wenu. Tell us what instruments we're hearing.
We basically rely on the electronic keyboard. Traditionally, in weddings, we relied on local musical instruments such as the buzuk, the rababa, the qanun. I personally like the traditional rhythms more. That was more authentic in a way, but the world has changed and so has our music.
At weddings, Suleiman plays continuously for at least 3 hours with men and women dancing in long lines, holding hands, swiveling their shoulders, and stomping in unison as the singer stirs them up.
Yes, I really want to encourage people to enjoy the music. I go around the stage, I clap with my hands, I look at people, and I encourage them to dance.
I have been told that there is sometimes a poet on stage who would literally be whispering in your ear and you would be singing it. I mean, what would be happening there?
The role of the poet is to improvise lyrics about the bride, about the groom, about how they met, about how their lives might develop in the future, and about specificities in that wedding itself.
Is there a line or two that you could say to us now of the sort of lines you might hear?
Some of the lyrics is basically a man addressing God, saying, "Please God, I don't want heaven, I don't want paradise, I just want my lover."
Wow. That's pretty romantic. Let's play another song. This is Ya Yuma. Oh, Mother?
Yes. The song is written from the point of view of a woman, and basically it talks about a woman who does not want to marry her cousin, and she's addressing her mother, telling her, I don't want to marry my cousin, I want to marry my lover.
If a song like this would have been sung at a wedding, sometimes it would actually be speaking of the experience they didn't want. A bride might be marrying her cousin.
In Northeast Syria, it's kind of a tribal society, and for a woman to marry her cousin is a very typical occurrence, but it's also usually the woman would not want to marry her cousin and would want to marry somebody who she likes. So the song resonates.
But I suppose the song suggests something, which is romance can still burn in the heart, even if it can't happen precisely in real life.
I agree with your interpretation. The song is about lingering passion.
It has long been passion and the idea of love that has fueled the music of Omar Suleiman. Now, in the face of a hate-fueled war, Suleiman has chosen to remain out of the fray, living just across the border and steadfastly apolitical. And I'm wondering if you are even able to perform in Syria. I'm thinking that in many parts of the country, it might be a difficult time to celebrate and have a wedding.
No, I have not performed in Syria for over 2 years. I will not perform in Syria under the current difficult circumstances out of respect for the Syrian society. I don't involve myself in the politics of the country, but I certainly hope that one day we will sing and dance again as we have always done.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Syrian singer Omar Suleiman. His new album is called Wenu Wenu. You can watch Suleiman in concert at nprmusic.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.